Yes, guys, welcome back to the Original Judo Podcast. And today we are back with part two of our Olympic predictions. I'm joined again by British Judo's Chris Barry. Chris, how are we doing?
Very well, James. Glad and delighted to be back. That's all.
We are 2 weeks into the 2024 season, and I think it's safe to say we made our predictions before Portugal, and the results of the last 2 weeks have made a mockery of our men's predictions, I think.
Yeah, a few little landmines that we've kind of walked onto has kind of blown us out of the water a little bit, but I still stick by mine, I think. I think I'm all right, mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
I think I'm all right, I'm all right.
I think it certainly left me with a lot of questions ahead of today's episode, looking at the women.
Looking at your sheet there, James, I mean, you've got about 400 names already. You've crossed quite a few out, so I think you've had a few little revisions.
It's taken a long time to narrow it down to just 400.
Different colours as well, colour-coded, I think.
Any big performances stand out to you from the last couple of weeks?
In terms of the men, I would say looking at Zgank winning two in a row, he's one of the guys that you don't necessarily consider always to be one of the very, very top guys, but on his day he's shown he can do it. So he's been European champion, he's now won Portugal and Paris back to back, so he's one that's kind of stood out for the men. In terms of the women, like 57s, where did that come from?
Mokhtar. Huge performance, yeah. Beats Olympic world champions on the way to the title. Yeah. I thought she looked not comfortable, but like...
Confident.
Yeah, confident. And I think we were having a discussion off air. She is nowhere in the picture for selection. Selection's already been made at 57.
I think she's number three in France. So you're like... If that's your number three, you better hope your numbers one and two are ready to deliver. I think it's Sazik is the one that's been pre-selected. So,
couple of the bigger names also looked good at the weekends. Teddy got the good job done, but looked vulnerable at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got caught by the Uzbek, for sure, and managed to get the win in the end. But even the final throw, the Uzbek was having a go at him. So he's one of them. He's maybe not as infallible as he once was, but won it in Paris, didn't he? Can he do it again?
And another one in front of the French crowd, Clarisse, again, looked a different level for me to everybody else.
I think she's one that, when she's ready to perform, she's just not touchable.
Yeah.
For her weight category, I'm still caught between two names, but if she turns up again like that, there's not going to be much that you can do to stop her.
So let's crack on. Are we going to start with the lightweights or the heavyweights?
Let's reverse it. Let's go ahead. Did we do heavyweights first?
We start with heavyweights. We're going controversial. We're going to start with the lightweights.
We'll start lightweights this time.
I had some comments that there wasn't enough controversy in our men's selections.
So, yeah.
Again, one of the reasons I've got 400 names on my list is just to throw a few spanners in the works.
I think we're going to be more controversial today. We've already been arguing before we even started recording. So, see how we go.
To be fair, I think starting at 48, we are starting at one of the most straightforward categories for me.
I think so.
Really, there's only two names I think you can consider. I think we're looking at Tsunoda, Japan,
yep.
Who we talked about it last time. I think she was the right selection for Tokyo Games.
Mm.
Moved down to the weight category perhaps too late, so
possibly
missed out.
Worked against her, yeah.
Yeah. But again, has looked unbeatable over this cycle at 48.
Yeah.
Obviously, the other name in the mix is the French woman for me, Shireen Buckley. She wins Paris at the weekend. She takes silver, losing to Tsunoda in the final of the Worlds. But again, in front of a French crowd, she just inspires confidence. She responds to the noise.
She does, and it's something that the crowd, especially at the Olympic Games, can do funny things to you. It can either inspire you if you're the home guy or put some pressure on you, but... If you're against a French fighter, in Paris at the Olympic Games, you better believe you've got more than them to fight against. Referees are going to be influenced by that noise, whether they say they are or not. There is going to be an influence because of that. There's so many cheers for attacks from a French and boos for maybe a poor attack from an opponent. It's going to play a part. Is it going to be enough for Buckley against Tsunoda? Tsunoda's Nawaza is just too clinical and too strong. She wins most of her matches inside about 2 minutes with it.
I'm going to go the opposite way.
You're going to... good.
I genuinely think it might have come too late for Tsunoda. A cycle too late for her. She's so good. But in front of a French crowd, watching Paris at the weekend, I thought Buckley was impressive and I could see her riding that wave to that Olympic title. I'd expect that to be the final and it'll be tight, but I think, with the crowd behind her, the referees, it's on day one, and I think they're still perhaps making mistakes on that first day.
Mm.
I can see Buckley rising to the occasion.
Quite possibly. As I say, it's quite a close one, but for me, my head's going Tsunoda. I just think she's going to have too much on the ground. So we're already controversial. Great. Good.
52s. Is this straightforward? We talked about 66 last week. We were both agreed that it comes down to one man. His sister's fighting. They're both reigning Olympic champion. Has she got enough, or are there a handful of other names on the list?
For me, there's four, possibly five names.
I've got six.
You've got six. There is another one in there, but I think there's maybe just a slight gap.
Mm-hmm.
So the four names, probably in this order, are Abe, Bouchard, Chelsea Giles, and Krasniqi. Or maybe the other way around, with Krasniqi and Chelsea Giles based on the weekend. But I'm very biased in this regard in the work day to day with Chelsea. And I feel like she's got something in her to keep on improving. I think there's more to Chelsea than we've already seen. And by the time she gets to the game, she'll be the best we've ever seen her. Abe's got everything to lose as being the favourite. Bouchard, again, in front of a home crowd, how good is she? We didn't get to see her in Paris last weekend, but how good is she in front of a home crowd? She's that kind of personality that thrives on it. Krasniqi is an absolute unit. For somebody so small, I've never seen anybody so strong in my life. She just pulls your head in and then you're in big, big bother. So she's one that you can't give her an inch because she'll throw you.
And Olympic champion. I think one of the attractive things about 52s is that we've got two Olympic champions in that category.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're talking about Bouchard and Chelsea Giles. I think the Italian girl, Jafrida's in there. I think, is it the Uzbek, Kelderova?
You know, she's
got a big performance in there as well.
She does. She's the one that can throw anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's the danger with her. It's a much more open one than it might seem. But Abe is still the favourite, but I think less so than her brother on that day this time. I think less so than her brother. My heart and my head are still tossing and turning between Abe and Chelsea. I'd love Chelsea to do it. I think Chelsea can do it. I think she's one of the few that actually can really push Abe. But with it being, as we say, five or six names in there that genuinely could win it, all it takes is one of them to upset one of the top ones and suddenly things open up. I'm going to put my heart out on this one. I'm going to say Chelsea.
Oh, big call. And I love that, though. I am going to throw that wild card in the mix. I think Kelderova looks like she enjoys taking big risks. And I think that puts her in every single contest she has. Abe, I think there's been a few times this cycle where she's stuttered a little bit.
Mm.
She's not been as convincing. You know, she's still winning those matches. She's an incredible athlete. I wonder if the Olympic Games is a step too far. So yeah, I will throw out there. I think Kelderov is going to cause a lot of upsets on the day.
I agree. She's an absolute banana skin for anybody in front of her. I think what will actually play a huge part and won't be resolved for several months yet is what order the seedings go.
Yeah. I mean, that top six, where they match up against each other, is going to be critical. Yeah. You know, because there's a couple of other girls in there. You know, you can cause problems. Rika Pop at the weight as well.
Yeah. She's always there or thereabout.
But I think those six or seven names are going to form the vast majority of the quarterfinals. And how they match up against each other, yeah, it's effectively going to decide the medals.
Yeah, I think so. And there'll be some of those girls in the top six who don't want to face some of the other ones before the semi-final.
Definitely.
They absolutely don't. If they have them in a quarterfinal and then have to fight a repechage final, it's going to be a hard day for them. I think a lot of them will be thinking that I'd rather not have her and might be strategically looking at how they get the seeding that they want rather than maybe a higher seeding. It's certainly something that some might consider. Yeah, there's a lot to play for in that regard. You might see a bit of nerves kind of popping in when people are realising, actually, oh, I'm not going to get the seeding I wanted.
Let's jump up. Let's go to 57s. Again, I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 names. No, 8 names. 8 names. Eight names for 57.
That's like half the qualification list, isn't it?
I think the women's categories this cycle seem so much more open than the men's.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think it's been that way for a long time. Certainly, like around the middleweights, I think there'd been one or two women who've been very dominant.
Yeah.
You know, for Rio, for Tokyo. But all of a sudden, there's a few more question marks.
Yeah, there's not really anybody really going, you can't touch me. There's nobody kind of really stamping that authority on any of those weights. And I think for the next three we're about to discuss, there's going to be quite a lot of variation in our answers. But I've actually only written one for this one.
Oh, you think it's clear-cut, 57s?
For me, I think Deguchi is going to be the one. Now, she's not even decided whether she's the one going for her nation yet. She is currently leading that race ahead of Klimkate, but I think she's more often edging it than Klimkate is at the moment. Whether or not they make them fight off at the World Championships again to decide who goes, we'll see later on in the year. But I think of all of them, she's been the one that feels like she's more consistent. Again, not unbeatable. Very open weight category. She can be beaten. But she seems to be delivering more consistently than some of the others.
You are picking Deguchi, who's got a phenomenal record
over
the likes of Funakubo. That was the world final. You're picking her over the, you know, the Kosovan Zhukova, who we know we saw 3 years ago can get it right on the day, on the big stage. Rafaela Silva. Again, world and Olympic champion. She's back on form this Olympic cycle.
Yeah, she's managed to complete the full cycle this time.
Well, we're not there yet.
Oh, true. She'll be avoiding babies for the foreseeable.
The young Korean Mimi Hu.
Who?
Definitely getting cut out of this episode.
Yeah, the young Korean, she's causing problems for a lot of people. Again, not unbeatable. It's one of those that genuinely you could see seeds falling from round one.
It's the Russian girl who in Paris looked like phenomenal.
Daria, whose surname we're going to try and pronounce.
Kabon Mamadova.
There it is.
Close enough.
Formerly known as Mezhitskaya.
Mezhitskaya, yeah. She looked good. She looked great.
She has always had the most flamboyant attack in judo.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to stop when she gets it going. She is one of those who probably is going to drop in unseeded somewhere and ruin someone's day. And it could be one of those where the seeds just go flying early on and it's anyone's. Then it gets interesting.
We've not mentioned Kisik, the French girl who's got the nods. Has she got enough in front of the French crowd? Is the stage going to be too big?
She's a very talented fighter. I just don't see her in the top one or two. That's just my feel on it. And I also don't see her personality as being one of those that really like flies in front of a home crowd, unlike maybe a Chimeo or a Bouchard or someone like that, who really thrives in front of it. I'm not sure with Sazik. I'm not sure she's quite there.
And I'm going to throw one more name at you.
Go on.
Someone who moved up two categories after Tokyo. Bilodis, Dari Bilodis, so effective at 48 kilos because she was huge.
Yeah.
She has not quite had the same run of form at 57, but she has shown that she can beat some of the best girls in the world.
She's still technically fantastic. Great fighter.
And incredibly aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that goes a long way. Like, yeah. As in, she's not afraid to attack. She'll get stuck in. She's not afraid to fight you. I think sometimes, like in those tighter contests, that can be enough to give you the edge.
It can. I think coming in slightly under the radar might serve her better. She came in with a lot of pressure on her shoulders as a young kid, winning the world championships at 17, was she? Mm. 17, 18. And everybody was heralding her as the next big thing who was going to win everything in front of her. Things maybe haven't quite gone that way. She probably stuck at 48 longer than she should have.
Winning the world becomes that trap, doesn't it? It traps you at 48 kilos.
It does. And so maybe that release of pressure and coming in under the radar might serve her better, and she might surprise a few people and do it on the day. Which is a tricky fight for anyone.
You're sticking with Deguchi?
I'm going Deguchi, yeah. I'm going to go Deguchi.
I can't see past Funakubo.
Okay.
I think Bilodid becomes the wild card there, mm-hmm. and could upset a few people. I think the Ukrainians have been quite clever. They've limited the amount of time she's fought.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's going to come as a surprise for a few people.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll have something up her sleeve to bring to the game.
63 kilos, surely a short list. A really short list.
Shortish. I've only
got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've only got 6.
So only 6. That's quite short for you.
63 kilos. It's yeah. We saw her at the weekend. We saw her at the Worlds. She has lost in between, which is the first time, you know, since 2016 that she's lost. But Clarice looks in control. She looks like she enjoys fighting in front of a French crowd. And as we've already said, on her day, there's no one to touch her.
Agreed. She's also got another motivation. She's not just fighting for herself anymore. She's got a wee girl to fight for as well now. And that's something that can motivate you, especially in front of your home crowd and wanting to do it for them. But talking pure judo, she's still got it. Yeah, she's lost a few times. She's put her body through a hell of a lot in the meantime to try and get herself back to training and back to competing. She can still do it. I think her one banana skin is the Japanese Takeuchi, formerly known as Tashiro. She has always been the one who was able to beat Clarice occasionally. Mm. I feel it's between those two. Again, it's quite an open weight category aside from that. You've seen Lucy Renshaw cleans up on that in that category quite often. So again, my heart wants Lucy to go on and win it. I still think these two, Takeuchi and Clarice, over time have shown themselves to be probably the super elite ones in the weight, with the exception of Tina Cherseniak, who's now retired. But for me, it's between those two. Home crowd might do it for Clarice.
Yeah, I think this is probably the one we agree on. I think Clarice, on her day, is steps ahead of everybody else and seems to love fighting in front of a French crowd. And I think that will be enough. It'd be amazing to see Lucy Renshaw kind of take that kind of first major medal. She's definitely got it in her.
She's not afraid of anybody. Nobody will want to fight her, that's for sure.
Couple of others in the mix. I think you've got the Kosovan.
Yeah, she's been trouble.
Fazliu, I think Tristan Yak's kind of natural successor, Leski, can be very good. And then you've got the Canadian girl, Catherine Beauchemin-Pennard. Again,
challenger for anybody on the ground.
But, yeah, it's hard to look past Clarice, isn't it?
I think so. I think she's... It is between her and Takeuchi, but I'm going to go with Clarice purely on home advantage.
We're flying, mate. We're absolutely flying through the middleweights. It's a lot easier than I thought.
This is where it's going to get unstuck.
But. 70 kilos is definitely where we get unstuck. Again, seven names, all who have had huge amounts of success on the world circuit. Van Dijk, Matic or Svetko, whoever goes. Tseltsidou, the Greek girl. Is it Tanaka or Nizo who's going for Japan?
I don't know who they've selected, you know, or if they've selected.
Mm.
For me, I think Nizo is probably the better shout. If it was me, I would probably pick her, but I don't know if they have selected that one or not.
Similarly, I'm not sure if the French have selected 70s. They could go Gahi or Pino.
Yeah.
For me, I think it would be Gahi.
I think so.
And again, like, can brilliant on her day and can be anybody.
Hell explosive.
Goals, daughter, Tsunoda, Rouston. Yeah. Yeah. Again, on her day, is phenomenal. I think the German Bukharait wins in Paris.
Right, everyone, I think, with that. As again, it's an open category, but you probably wouldn't at the start of the day go on Bukharait's winning that.
Definitely.
So she's, again, just kind of put her hand up and said, I'm here to be reckoned with.
And then my last name, again, Russia independent athlete, time is over. I think she was... so impressive coming into the last Olympic cycle. Again, a little bit more mature. She was a youngster. And she is a horrible, horrible fight for anybody.
Oh, she is nightmare fuel, James. nobody wants to see that flying at them. That big curly mop of hair flying at you with all that aggression. She's absolutely horrible to fight.
That's my favourite quote. Nightmare fuel.
Nightmare fuel, yeah. I think that's the best description for her. She's an absolute just pest on the mat. She's going to bring the aggression from the first to the last second. And I think you're going to struggle to contain that if you're not ready for it. The three names I wrote down outside, I think they were all featured in your list of about 45. I'm back and forth between Van Dijk, Guy and Tseltsidou. Tseltsidou, I know you thought was a bit more of a controversial shout, but she has turned up and just blasted people out on her days. She's come up and just absolutely thrown everybody through the floor. She's one of those that she would routinely batter Kim Polling when Kim Polling was pretty difficult for anyone to beat.
So I see her as someone who, again, is going to... I mean, cause an upset. She's not an upset. She won world number two or world number three. Absolutely madness. But she, yeah, ruins someone's day. And then, for me, doesn't look like she's engaged in the next contest. Like, looks incredible in one and drifts a little bit or just gets caught up in an exchange in the next contest. And
it's maybe one where if she can maintain her focus through the day, she'll be able to deliver, but... as you say, she's a bit famine to feast, isn't she? Sometimes she goes big one way, and sometimes she throws big the other way. So it's tough to call. She's one of those I just thought she's worth discussing because she can throw anybody and probably everybody.
First Greek Olympic champion since Iliadis?
Well, yeah. That would be a turn-up, wouldn't it? That would be a turn-up.
Oh, you're not going for it, though. You're not that convinced. No, you're not that convinced. Okay.
I just thought... I had to talk about her because she just turns up and annihilates people.
Okay. So if you're not convinced by Tseltsidou, who's it going to be?
Again, I'm thinking home advantage could play a part. Is it Gahi? Is it Sanna van Dijk? Sanna van Dijk seems to have closed up a few of those little chinks in her armour. She looks far more dangerous holistically as a fighter than maybe she did in the previous cycle where you felt she could throw anybody, but equally, she was a bit vulnerable. I don't think that vulnerability is quite as evident anymore. She turns up and wins quite comfortably a lot of the time. So I think Van Dijk. I think Van Dijk.
Big call. I'm sticking with the Russian. I think that day ends up being a Russian day. I go on a call for the men, and I think time is over. It has enough for the women. I think, again, the Russians have picked the events they've taken their players to this year, and I think those guys turn up relatively fresh and, yeah, cause a lot of upsets.
Fresh and full of fire.
78 kilos. Lots of world champions at this weight.
Yes.
Really challenging to call.
This is one where we got blown out of the water at the weekend. I had Chimeo, and I think, I might be wrong, but I think Malonga might be selected
based off the weekend.
Chimeo, again, I had her because of that fire she has in her belly in front of her home crowd.
She's so impressive.
She really is. Once she gets a bit of a head of steam going in Paris. How many times she won it? 5, 6?
It might be 6 or 7. Yeah. She's got
a huge
body of medals from Paris.
Yeah.
All gold.
So I had her, and I've had to draw a line through it. And I've changed nation now. I've not just gone Malonga and tried to go home crowd again. I've chosen Belandi.
The Italian, yeah.
Alicia Belandi just looks like she's been somebody who's been building through the cycle. If you see her in person, she's an absolute unit of a woman. She's got the biggest shoulders I've seen on a woman in person, I think. She's strong as anything. She's got a really tough style. She's a dropper, like a lot of the Italians are. Left and right. Very difficult to try and defend against. You soon find yourself 2 sheetos down, and then you're trying to get them back against somebody who's as strong as her. It's a tough fight for anyone. I think she's... looks like she's coming into form at the right time.
I'm going to go with Wagner.
Mm. She won at the weekend, Belandi.
She won at the weekend, she beats Belandi. She has, you know, the world title behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And names who were perhaps ahead of her, who were perhaps a little bit more consistent on the world stage, and during the last cycle, I think have dropped away a bit. Likes of Malonga, the likes of Hamada.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be her time. I think the Israeli girl, Lanier, is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
I think the Brazilian, who's going for a 45th Olympics, is going to be a nightmare again. But I think it is hard for me to look past Wagner. Who I think probably, you know, hasn't been sealed. Like, is it Boom? Is the other one?
Yeah, she's who not could far go behind. Yeah,
but I think Wagner probably gets a nod off Paris and has enough.
For... Yeah, I think you're right. She'll be selected ahead of Boom. I'm sticking with Italian.
And brings us in finally to +78.
It's got to be a home winner, doesn't it?
Are you kidding me? Are you going Dicko?
I'm going Dicko.
This is outrageous. this is actually outrageous. Dicko is the by far and away the second best player in that category.
Go on then.
Sonny.
Sonny is amazing.
Sonny is levels above. Don't get me wrong, Dicko is levels above everybody else. Mm. But Sonny's just the best player in the world.
I do love Sonny. I'm going home crowd.
You're going home crowd?
I'm going home crowd, Dicko. Again, her personality lends itself to that. I think I'm going Dicko.
I don't know how you could be so wrong.
You're feeding into your audience. You're going to make more controversy.
I'm not sure you'll be welcome back on the show with that way. Just comments like that.
What kind of a performance analyst am I with that kind of stuff?
That's the final, isn't it? I think there are some good girls in that way, good women in that way. Hershko can be amazing. I think Souza can be amazing. But, yeah, those two are miles ahead of everybody else. I think Sonny probably has the edge.
I think she's the better fighter. I think it's not as simple as that in the context of this game. Especially if France have won a few medals in the run-up and they're all very excited every day about another gold medal, Teddy will be going for it the same day. You know that crowd is going to be busy.
Well, that's where we're going to have to differ. Well, Chris, once again, thank you so much for joining us, giving us your time. We will have to revisit these selections at the end of qualification to see which ones we're already which we've already got it right. But thanks so much for coming on again.
My pleasure, as always.
Guys, all the usual nonsense, like, subscribe, but let us know who you've got and let us know what you think of these picks. Other than that, catch you soon.